Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
When we look at the most recent weekly crop progress from USDA, this reflects conditions for the week ending August 11th. The USDA says that 73% of the acres are setting cotton bolls, which compares to a five-year average of 81%, so roughly 8 percentage points behind average. When you look at it in a more historical perspective, one of the lower percentages that we've seen in the last decade.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Now, we have seen some progress when you look at the Southeast, although states such as South Carolina are still well behind their normal pace. They had a very wet June and July. Some drier conditions in the early part of August have allowed them to catch up somewhat, but still lagging the normal pace. We're again seeing some of those same issues as the crop was planted later. You see states such as Mississippi that's 17 percentage points behind their normal pace. Tennessee is another one that's running roughly 20 percentage points behind their normal pace, so they're probably showing one of the largest lags, and just kind of underscores the importance of having some warm weather going forward.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
As you move further to the west, particularly look at the southwest region, you notice that the crop still lagging behind development. Going out to the far west, that's the one region where, in general, the crop seems to be progressing along the normal pattern and setting bolls being just about where it should be for this time of year.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Overall, USDA is saying that we have a little over 40% of the crop in the good and excellent category, roughly 25% in the poor and very poor categories. The question mark is still going to be Texas, where you've got 36% of the crop that's rated in the poor and very poor categories. That's going to be the one to continue to watch as we go forward and see how that affects the final crop size.